Cape Talk, the emerging economy, focus on China.
And you are joined by none other than Dr. Martin Davies, Managing Director of Emerging Markets in Africa at Deloitte. Martin, good morning.
Good morning. Always good to be here.
Now, BP and, I'm not even sure how to pronounce this, Didi or Didi, to establish EV charging stations in China. Come on.
It's DD.
DD. Okay.
DD. This is sort of the Chinaized or finer-sized Uber, which actually beat Uber in its own game in the Chinese market.
Ah.
It runs about 600,000 vehicle operators or sort of like Uber-style, DD-style taxis. Anyway, DD and BP. BP, we know the big multinational sort of oil and gas company.
Yeah, we know him.
has joined forces to roll out over 200 odd charging stations in China, not uniquely for DD vehicles, but looking to build this ecosystem around mobility, future mobility in China, which of course is a big deal, the $23 billion ride-hailing industry in China alone. Now, it kind of sounds impressive about 200-odd charging stations until you hear what China's government's target is. There's currently 770,000 EV charging stations in China today. And by 2020, which is next year, the target is 4.8 million.
Jeez.
Such is the extent of the rollout of electric, if you can say, electric mobility infrastructure in China currently. Always, I said a few weeks ago, 1.2 million odd EV cars were sold in China last year. This truly is new industrial revolutionary stuff.
And they're leading the world. They really are. I mean, America can think that they're great with AI and all the rest of it, and they've got great universities like MIT. But if you look at what the Chinese are doing practically in implementation, I think it far surpasses the United States.
I think we're way ahead. And this is a battle. Talk about Trump and US, but really it's a contestation for the future. Who will own the future? And I think China's sort of looking to displace, particularly in terms of the internal combustion engine, that the powertrain is going to be battery, and that has all implications across all sectors into the future going forward. So the Chinese state, once again, is really the sort of, can I use the word Uber entrepreneur? Maybe
yep.
The Didi entrepreneur.
Didi, at least I now know what Didi is. Let's talk about the China unicorn companies in 2018.
A stat came out recently that in 2018, 202 unicorn companies. These are sort of companies, of course, which go to IPO, which go to listing at more than $1 billion. Now, there's 202 of these companies with a combined market value at listing of $745 billion in 2018. Now, of those 202 companies, seven are so-called, and I've never heard this before, super unicorns, i.e. companies valued at more than $10 billion. Now, the interesting thing is, and this just talks to the entrepreneurial sort of corporatization of China, totally independent of the state and government. This is purely private play.
Yeah.
The majority of these companies, 77% of them, are based in four cities, Beijing, Shanghai, Hangzhou, which is where Jack Ma comes from, Alibaba, and Shenzhen. It talks to the extreme concentration of entrepreneurship in key urban centers in China. Yeah. Amazing figure.
Well, it certainly is. And I see that Nigeria's Flutterwave and China's Alipay, they partner for payments between Africa and China.
Yeah, this is a San Francisco-based fintech, but kind of a Nigerian-US startup, Flutterwave, started in 2016. Part of Alipay, looking to service, give or take, $200 billion of trade between China and Africa, and effectively becoming a payment mechanism for Alibaba in Africa. At least that's the sort
Jeez.
Of theory. It's quite a big move. I mean, Flutterwave was established 3 years ago, 2016, and it really sort of existing clients include Uber, once again, Booking.com, e-commerce unicorn, Jumia, you know, the recently listed Nigerian West African e-commerce play. It's processed 100 million transactions to date worth $2.6 billion since inception. They take 3.8% of that. That's sort of their business model. And now being a payments infrastructure for Africa, plugging Africa into China, isn't globalization fantastic?
Man, and profitable. I can say one day, Martin, we'll find our business. We're getting there.
We're going to get there soon, maybe next week.
Dr. Martin Davies, Managing Director of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte. Thank you very much.